Langdon felt no pain, and yet he frantically began searching himself for some injury or possible reaction to an unseen toxin in the air. He checked his nose for a possible bleed, his fingernails, his ears. Baffled as to where the blood had come from, Langdon glanced around, confirming that he was indeed alone on the deserted walkway. Langdon looked down at the puddle again, and this time he noticed a tiny rivulet flowing along the boardwalk and collecting in the low spot at his feet. The red liquid, it seemed, was coming from somewhere up ahead and trickling down an incline in the boardwalk. "Someone is injured up there," Langdon sensed. He glanced quickly out at Bruder, who was nearing the center of the lagoon. Langdon strode quickly up the boardwalk, following the rivulet. As he advanced toward the dead end, the rivulet became wider, flowing freely. "What in the world?" At this point, it turned into a small stream. He broke into a jog, following the flowing liquid all the way to the wall, where the boardwalk suddenly ended. Dead end. In the murky darkness, he found a large pool, which was glistening red, as if someone had just been slaughtered here. In that instant, as Langdon watched the red liquid dripping off the boardwalk into the cistern, he realized that his original assessment was mistaken. It's not blood. The red lights of the vast space, combined with the red hue of the boardwalk, had created an illusion, giving these clear droplets a reddish-black tint. It's just water. Instead of bringing a sense of relief, the revelation infused him with blunt fear. He stared down at the puddle of water, now seeing splashes on the banister and footprints. Someone climbed out of the water here. Langdon spun to call out to Bruder, but he was too far away, and the music had progressed into a fortissimo of brass and timpani. It was deafening. Langdon suddenly felt a presence behind him. "I'm not alone out here." In slow motion, Langdon turned toward the wall where the boardwalk dead-ended. 10 feet away, shrouded in dark shadows, he was able to discern a rounded form, like a large stone cloaked in black cloth, dripping in a pool of water. The form was motionless. And then it moved. The form elongated, its featureless head rotating upward from its bowed position. A person huddled in a black burqa, Langdon realized. The traditional Islamic body covering left no skin showing, but as the veiled head turned toward Langdon, two dark eyes materialized, staring out through the narrow slit of the burqa's face covering, locking intently on Langdon. In an instant, he knew. Sienna Brooks exploded from her hiding place. She accelerated to a sprint in a single stride, plowing into Langdon and driving him to the ground as she raced off down the boardwalk.